Hour number two underway here, the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The program also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Glad you were with us. Want to say hello to everybody listening also on the micro broadcast FM stations. Howdy to everybody down in Austin. Also in New York and other micros around the country where we are on. I'm so appreciative of our micro operators that keep these stations up and keep them going. So we can spread the voice of truth and freedom across the country. Our guest tonight is Lucas, documentary filmmaker from Austin, Texas. And he's joined us tonight. He's made a brand new short documentary. It's about 10 minutes, almost 11 minutes long, called The Disillusionaries. And we've been talking about this. But, yeah, Lucas, I mean, you know, you have people like this Miss South Carolina, and they look at her like, hey, she's the best, you know, well, this is the best and the brightest. She's pageant bound. Oh, we're sending her up. And I mean, and you try to have normal conversation with people. Go ask a kid today about her age for directions and they can't tell you where to go. I mean, they literally cannot tell you where to go.
I think I got the wrong number. I was trying to call, this is Hank Hill. I was trying to call the Sean Hannity show.
I imagine you were, Hank.
I was trying to call him and tell him that my friend Dale Dribble, they always call him a conspiracy theorist, but he's been right all these years. I found out.
Yes, yeah.
I found out that man's been right.
It's amazing. It's amazing what that all that exterminating fluid will do to you. It makes you really wise.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Goodness gracious. Interviewing these people, man. I've got to keep a light attitude these days, because if I don't, I'll just, I'll probably end up jumping out of a plane or something. I don't know. You got to keep a light-headed, light spirit nowadays, because if you don't, I mean, it'll eat you up. I mean, just watching all these people, I mean, I couldn't have, I bet you, AJ's got freaking ulcers the size of basketballs.
Yeah.
You know, and,
I know, Lucas, and I know a bunch of people who are just, who just literally are borderline depressed. That are involved in this because they, you know, they're so frustrated. I mean, they just don't know what else to do as trying to get information out. But you just keep doing it every day. That's all you can do. I mean, when you come up across people like this, and then somebody that actually is the head of our country, this gentleman.
I'm curious. Have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally, and one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. It's very interesting to see that. I forgot the name of the program, but where you get the satellite and you can, I kind of like to look at the ranch on Google. It remind me of where I want to be sometimes.
You've entered a dimension. One of lack of education.
Oh, man. Why does he just say it like it is?
It's, yeah, I'm dumb as a rock. I've been on the internet, so I use the Google to spy on you.
Why does he just say it like it is? He's using the Google to find places where he can bomb. He's got those little red markers, you know, that you have in Google, and he probably just randomly places them in places.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, just let's try this one. Yeah, that Myanmar, yeah, sounds good. Let's bomb the hell out of them. Let's go. Got to do it. Ooh, I'm the decider. I'm deciding this and I'm deciding that. I mean, we're seriously in a bad situation. I mean, when you know, you confront people, and after the break, folks, we'll play this documentary for you, so you can hear it. We're gonna take a break and come back. We've got Toss the Kitty is back with us on the phone. We've got to use a regular name with this guy. Toss the Kitty.
I know who that is. That's critical thinker.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, see another nickname. Boom. Whatever happened to Bob and Steve and Bill? Back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Lucas and Kimberly. You had a comment about dumbing down.
Well, I do. We have a sixth grader.
Right.
And tonight you and I spent 4 hours with him on math. And he was trying to do conversions from grams to kilos and all this. Well, he doesn't know the multiplication tables, nor does he know division.
Right.
And when you and I asked him about it, he said, well, I just use the calculator. No, 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 no.
Exactly.
No, no. Where is your multiplication table? I don't think I have one of those. Yeah, you do. It's right there in that book. Get it out. Okay, so how did your teacher tell you to divide? So he comes up with some way of division that I've never seen in my life.
No, based on the table, instead of learning the table and having the table memorized, he has to keep the table out and use it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sitting there going, huh? This is kind of backwards.
Well, yeah.
Just keep the aid. That way, when you're out in public and you need to figure something out, you can't figure it out.
Well, believe me, the school's going to see me in the morning on my way to work because, you know, don't let my kid use a calculator if he doesn't know why he's using a calculator.
Right. Right.
If he can't do it on his own, then why are you enabling him to not be smart and learn how to do it on his own? We used to have tests over those multiplication tables every week until we learned them.
I know, in third grade.
Yeah. And here he is, 11 years old in the sixth grade, and he can't multiply 8 by 9.
Yeah, I know. But Lucas, you know, this is just part of the whole process. I mean, we just see this on a regular basis. People just, you cannot ask somebody for directions. They can't give them to you.
Well, by the time I was out of third grade, I knew my multiplication tables up till 10 because I had some good teachers growing up.
Right.
In fact, I owe a lot of what I know about the New World Order and all that to a teacher in 10th grade, that basically took a whole semester of school and taught us about World War II and propaganda. And I knew that she, now that I look back on it, I know that she was awake because she spent so much time teaching us about propaganda. That's how I learned what the word, where the word government comes from. Most people have no idea that it's a combination of two words, govern and ment, which govern means to control and ment means Latin for mind.
Yep.
And I was taught this by my 10th grade history teacher who spent a real good amount of time teaching us on propaganda and how it works. So that, you know, I owe her a lot, and one day I'm going to have to find her and contact her and thank her for all her efforts, because she was adamant on teaching us about World War II and Hitler's propaganda.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I owe that, you know, some of the stuff to some of these teachers who were pretty good in my past. And but otherwise, in today's, I mean, there was a guy who goes into his daughter forgets, this was here in Austin area, I think it was the Leander School maybe, his daughter, I think she's like 11 years old, excuse me, forgets her bag lunch, and he decides to run it to the school, and he gets into the school and walks up to the class, and when he walks into class, he finds the teacher standing at the front of the room, making the kids one by one walk up to the front of the class and kiss the ground at her feet.
Mm.
This is the kind of stuff they're teaching the kids in school. My old roommate, he gets a call from his sister who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She's all upset, freaking out, you know. And he's on the phone for like an hour talking to her. And then when he gets off, I ask him what happened. He said, "Well, apparently they my nephew he's 12 years old. In the Phoenix school district, they banned talking during lunchtime. Well, what they did is if anybody talks during the lunch, they hold the whole lunchroom after. And what she was upset about was the fact that she went to go pick him up from school, and she had to wait out in the parking lot with all the other parents for like 45 minutes. Because apparently they had held the kids for detention that day because somebody talked during lunch. And while they were in detention, the kids had to run around the basketball court while the teachers made fun of them and taunted them. You know, and this is the kind of mentality that they're teaching the kids in school. All the different school districts across the country are not all of them, but many of them are banning talking during lunch and during hall time. And they have all these different excuses. One Catholic school says it's because, oh, kids can choke on the food. Another school says it's because, oh, this is when all the peer pressure happens. Another school says, oh, this is the kids aren't finishing. That's what they say in Phoenix. The kids aren't finishing their lunch on time, and they're late back to class. And they've got all these different bunk excuses that they use to try and to push this conformity on the children. But, I mean, it's apparent what's going on here. They're Hitlerizing, Nazifying our children.
Well, but yet, Lucas, whenever I walk into the school, and believe me, they don't like to see me coming, and they see me quite often. Whenever I walk into the school, they're telling me, like today, they were telling me, well, the 7-year-old isn't very social, so we're going to give her a grandmotherly figure mentor so she'll be more social. Well, wait a minute. If you're stopping these kids from chatting and talking, that is taking away them being social.
Exactly.
And that's making them basically, you know, our 7-year-old is very withdrawn and always has been since we adopted her. And we've come leaps and bounds with her. But, you know, we got very fortunate because we have good teachers, but our kids fall under IEPs, which means there's books and regulations and everything else, and we know those regulations. And I'm not shy of walking up there and slamming the book on the desk and saying, this is how it's going to happen. So we're very fortunate in that respect. But, you know, our 17-year-old came home the other day, and we said, what'd you do today? Oh, we went shopping all day.
Yeah, I mean, the teacher dropped her off at the house 45 minutes early.
Yeah.
What are you doing home? Oh, the teacher, we were out shopping, she brought me home.
Oh, man.
I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, we went to Walmart, we bought groceries. Of course, she's not really on an academic program because she's 17 and has the mental capacity of a six-year-old. So, you know, for her, shopping is good because then she learns where to locate things in the store so she can buy them herself. But still, she came home 45 minutes early.
Yeah.
Just chilling out. Hey, yeah, teacher brought me home. Bye, teacher.
The schools are gone haywire. Everything's gone haywire. I don't even know. And there's much stuff. You don't even know where to begin with it all.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Lucas, I really wish that the economy was where parents could, at least one parent could stay home and actually homeschool. And I just have all the respect in the world for people that do homeschool. I wish our kids did not need specialized help, and we could homeschool them.
Well, the first thing, the first list CPS looks at is a list of homeschoolers.
Yep.
And I talked with a sheriff's deputy here in Texas. I was giving him 9/11 truth videos, and I asked him what his opinion about CPS was. Well, he had homeschooled his children, and so next thing you know, this officer has the CPS banging on his door, saying they're going to take away his kids.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't think so. I'm a cop, and you ain't going to do it. I know my rights, and you're not going to take anything away from me.
Right.
And that's what CPS wants, is people to bow down and say, okay, I'll do what you say. They use these scare tactics on people. One girl that I'm going to include in one of my future documentaries, this is going to shock you, she's 21 now. She's a Hispanic girl raised out in West Texas. And when she was about 6 years old, her mother got pulled over for running a stoplight. Well, the cops threw her mother in jail she was a single mother, threw her mother in jail for 3 days, you know, the allotted 72 hours they can throw you in jail without giving you, you know, charging you with something. While she was in jail, they used these high-pressure tactics on her to get her to sign this paperwork, which basically put her kids in foster care, two daughters, until they were 18 years old each. Well,
wow.
They bounced around all these different foster homes. And in the time period they were bouncing, one of the foster homes that they were separated, but one of the foster homes the older girl went to actually started letting the pharmaceutical companies test Paxil and Zoloft on her. She was addicted to Paxil from the time she was like 9 years old until the time she was 16, until she finally got off of it. And I go on the internet and come to find out that, yeah, a lot of these foster families are getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies to allow them to test experimental drugs on children, which is...
Well, see, here you can't. We were a foster family for 6-7 years, and we've had over 30 kids, and Zoloft and Paxil and all that was given initially to a bunch of our kids for mental situations. And here in Oklahoma, you cannot go and put that child in the hospital if they're a custody child. The state has to come, they have to sign the paperwork, and they have to okay it. Now, if it is a mental case or a behavioral where the child has to go into psychiatric care, it has to have a court order within 72 hours. So we could not okay any medications in the state of Oklahoma except for antibiotics.
Right.
And even then, you don't know what they're allergic to.
Right.
And that kind of thing. All right, we're going to grab a break here. Come back on the other side. We're going to play Lucas's document. We're going to play it in this segment. But we're going to move it down to after the bottom of the hour. We'll play the documentary and come back. We'll get your calls also at 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. We have a call holding. We'll get to it on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. Got a good program going here tonight. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the phone. Toss the kitty.
Oi.
You're on the program. Welcome.
It's Walt from Utah.
Hey, Walt.
Yes, you need one of those personal names there.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. Is Lucas still online here?
Oh, I'm
Lucas
here.
Lucas is still with us.
I'm always here.
Dude, you really impressed me, man. Kind of good to meet you, you know. And text is different than speech. You type things in all the time, you know. People just kind of work up an imagination of what you're really like. And then I got to see your face on the video and got to hear you. So good to meet you, Lucas.
Oh yeah, cool. Nice to meet you, bro. Text doesn't have the emphasis on the words. You can say something like yeah right in text, and it can mean yes or it can mean no sarcastically, you know. So mm-hmm. Yeah, chat, I don't really like chat for personal reasons, because it's very impersonal. It's like going back in time or something.
Yeah, you know, I caught something in the broadcast that kind of sparked my interest a little bit, and it was this lady, I didn't catch her name, I'm sorry,
Kimberly.
okay, with the mathematics issue with her son, and I happen to be a bit of a mathematics aficionado, and I do have to stand up for a lot of the current thinking in mathematics. It's not the problem of the what they're teaching, or even how they're teaching it. It's something else that they're teaching that's getting in the way. And it's the fact that they're teaching children to be subservient, dependent slaves. And they're
right.
Teaching children to that independence is bad, and that you must be dependent and you must be compliant. And what they're doing is they're stifling ingenuity. There's
creativity, and then they grade in bad in art class.
Exactly. And this is the crux of the problem, right there. Because, I mean, they've gone to great lengths with many highfalutin psychologists to carve an education system out that will generate future moron slaves. And bravo, they've done a great job, man. I mean, I'm meeting some of my children's associates, and I'm just, like, blown away. I'm like, whoa. Now, my kids, I do have to brag. I mean, I have really pushed my kids to be independent. That's been my biggest thing from day one, you know. When they ask a problem, you know, they ask a question, you know, how do I do this? And I just tell them, you know what? You know, life's tough. You figure it out yourself. And you know, it's taught them to go out and do things on their own and figure
right.
things out. And this is what all the schools are definitely, you know, this is the crux of the problem. They're just generating moron slaves, and these people won't think for themselves, and they must feel guilty every time they think of a new concept or an idea. I don't know what they're thinking inside, but you know, that if they aren't following the leading team, you know, in the football game, then, you know, they personally feel like a loser, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've got something to recommend. I don't know if you've all seen this before. It's a Frontline documentary called Merchants of Cool. Everybody has to see this if you want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes. Basically, what it's about, it's a four-hour documentary, and it's about Viacom and what Viacom has done to the American children. And basically what they did back in the 80s, you know, when MTV first started to get popular, is Viacom sent out hundreds of representatives to all these different households. And they monitored children between the ages of 13 and 18 years old. They monitored everything about them, what time they went to the bathroom, what they ate, what kind of music they liked, even like when they were listening to music, what kind of parts of the music sparked their interest, what kind of, you know, what did this, what did that. They lived with them, actually. And they did this over a course of 2 years. And after that, they take all this data, this hundreds of thousands of pages of data, and they all fed it into a computer system, and it popped out an answer. And the answer was people that are happy with their lives buy one-third less products than people that are not happy with their lives. A person that's not happy with their life has to buy, especially with women, they prey on women the most, they have to buy more makeup, more perfume, more this, more diet control to make themselves feel better. So what yeah. Viacom did is they started promoting only negative stereotype bands. If you guys are both old enough to know how music and media have changed since the 80s, it's gone from a melody-based, for one, music used to be melody-based, now it's all based on rhythm, okay?
Right.
And what they've done is they have pumped this negative stereotype to where women feel fat, ugly, useless, men are useless, they do nothing.
Right.
And that's all they pump now, and that causes people to buy more products.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No more tossing the kitties. Back in just a minute, we'll play Lucas's documentary. When we come back, plus talk to Joe in Arkansas on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This has been interesting, looking at two different chat rooms going at once. And the RBN chat room, Catherine refers to me as the radio man. Hi, Catherine. How are you? We got John in Tennessee in there now. Reality Inc. Sam is that. Sheba's in there. XXV. XXXIII. We got 70RR. Grunt. Parker. And still RBN Manny. He's not doing his job. He's in there hanging out in the chat room. I knew it. Just hanging out there. Oh, let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I just got through watching the documentary.
Right.
What planet are them people living on? My
planet
God.
Austin. Planet
oh,
Austin.
Oh, my God. Are they oh, there's no hope. You know, those questions were simple and, wow.
Well, I don't want you to get the impression that there's no hope. What I want you to do is get motivated and do something about it. You know, that's not the impression I want people to get and get defeatist attitudes, because I just wanted to inspire you to work harder to try and bring light to these people. Now, you see how dumb they are, okay? Now that you see that, you can use that to your advantage to manipulate them to learn the truth. You know, they're just as dumb when it comes to the propaganda that we put out. We have the positive propaganda. It's like the... It's like in Ghostbusters where they had the negative and the positive ectoplasm stuff. you know, and they've been pumped with that negative stuff all this time, and it's time to start pumping them with the positive stuff.
I know what you're talking about. I've tried to talk to people, and they really, really don't want to hear it. They're disinterested. They want to learn, hear about Michael Vick or the dog fights, or, you know. I don't really know how to relate to these morons. I mean,
well, if you got to play the sympathy card on them, not sympathy, but if you got to play the card where you, where you're like, well, what about your children? You know, if you got to play that card, play it. I mean, do what you can to get.
Well, I mean, they do it with us. It's for the children.
Yeah.
Everything's for the children. So hey, this is, and look, literally, Joe and Lucas, it is about our kids. It's about our grandkids. I mean, we've we and the generations before us have allowed all of this to be what it is today. Because we sat back on our fat asses and did nothing while we're sitting there, while we ourselves were watching football and waiting for the TNA to show up on the television station, and we let our country to go to hell. My generation did it, my parents' generation did it, and my grandparents' generation did it. And so now we've reaped the whirlwind of what we've sown.
Oh, you said asses. You know, I don't want people to get a negative attitude when they see that and just throw their arms up in the air and say, oh, I'm going to move to Thailand or something. You know, you want to also look at that as a positive way that these people are manipulative enough, easily manipulated enough that you can bring them out of that spell by using the right tactics on them. Like, for instance, what I usually do is I try and make people feel smart. I say, listen. You know, come on, you're smarter than that. You know, you should know better than this. You're smarter than that. Look at those buildings fall down. I mean, come on now. Think about the path of most resistance, you know, and where do things fall? Do things fall through the path of most resistance, or do they fall through the path of least resistance?
Obviously,
you know,
least,
and
yeah.
What you want to do is you want to, people, doing sales for years, when I ran my own business, I learned that people want to be told how great they are. And if you tell them, you're a really smart guy, you should know better than this, well, then that automatically gets them on your side because, for one, you call them smart, but it also subconsciously makes them feel like, well, maybe I am smarter, maybe I just overlook something. And that really works. That really works wonders on people.
Vacuum cleaners door-to-door, right? Now, look, Mr. Brown, I know that you're a wise man, and obviously you can see the value of how clean your floor is, and for just $8.99 and 12 easy payments, you can have a clean floor. And I know you're a smart man, sir. Thank you. You can write the check out. Boom. Yeah. I mean, you know, because that's, and people do want to feel that way.
Exactly. That's the whole basis of any sales tactic is getting the people on your side right off the bat. And we've got to do the same thing. You know, like many different people, there's so many different people talking about this now. Everybody has their different style, you know. You're very, for the most part, very calm and collective. You know, AJ freaks out a lot, and you know, like Von Kleiss, he's very calm and collective, kind of goofy guy. And everybody's got their method of waking up, and they usually choose the person who they like the best, and they keep listening to that person. Some people want to be screamed at. Some people want to be told softly. Some people want to be, you know, break your foot off in their butt crack. You know, everybody has their own way that they want to wake up. And that's why it's key that we all go our different routes and do our things and not let these disinfo and COINTEL and PSYOPs people, you know, divide us like they are and cause us to, oh, so Chambers working for the Vatican or whatever. You know, it's all just cockamamie bunk. You know,
I'm not getting any wine, I'm not getting any crackers, I'm not getting nothing. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if I was working for the Vatican, here's the address for the wine. But still, you know, Joe, I think what Lucas's documentary does is it helps us wake up and realize that we do have more of a job cut out for us than I think what a lot of us really thought. That's at least what I gathered from it, and we're going to play that here in just a second. You got any final comments, Joe?
Yeah, I see your point. People need to be informed. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks.
Yeah, basically just like I said, what you might do is you might if you're really interested in learning this, you might do a little research into psychology and how people think and how the mind works. And basically, you need to get into their mind. You need to become their friend. You need to not argue with them. And also, the people that are diehard that are going to argue, don't even waste your time on them. If they're about it, if they will sit there and they'll say, if you could show them facts in front of you, in front of their face, if you tell them that the Pentagon admitted they lost $2.3 trillion on the day before 9/11, and they come back with some lame idiot reply like, oh, they didn't lose it, they just didn't account for it.
Yeah, just you don't have a drink. Well, in other words, you've lost it.
Just,
if you
just
can't
move
account
on to another
for it,
person.
You've lost it.
Just move on to another person.
Exactly. Because if you can't figure out that fact, because it's so clear, it's so easy. If you can't, they say 2.3 trillion's missing, and you're saying they just have lost track of it. It's missing. Okay. End of story.
Do you know how much 2.3 trillion is? That is two or 2.3 trillion is 2.3 million stacks of $1 million each.
Yeah.
Now imagine 2.3 million stacks of $1 million each. How do you misplace that? You don't misplace it. That's the
a lot
annual
of pockets,
defense,
man.
You know, that's the annual defense budget for like 5 years.
Right.
That's not misplaced. That's stolen.
Yeah.
You can go up to somebody's wallet and they might have like $200 in there. And you could take out $3 or $4 and they won't notice it. But you take out every dollar in their wallet and they're going to say, hey, somebody stole my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I mean. Don't even waste your time on people that can't see the obvious facts right in front. There's so many millions of people that are open-minded that want the truth, that aren't getting the truth because they're stuck. Well, they were stuck listening to people like Art Bell about a bunch of junk, but they're... you know, they're out there, and they're pretty easy to find. They're willing to listen if you just give them the time.
I'm going to make one final comment, and then I'll get off. I just love the way the media throws these labels on everybody. You know, that's really that's just funny. They have left wing nutcases, conspiracy theorists, neocons, conservatives, the list goes on and on and on and on.
That's all part of the divide and conquer, brother.
I've got to let you go here so I can
get
this in. We're going to play it now because we're almost out of time here. So here's the 8 minutes of, or as much of it as we can get of Lucas's documentary here.
Hi, I'm Lucas. We're here in Austin, Texas, to ask a couple of questions. Some of the locals here in one of this most informed, statistically most informed towns in the nation.
Here are the questions they're asked. Who's the vice president? What year did 9/11 happen? What's our First Amendment? And who is our defense secretary? Of course, answers Dick Cheney, 2001, freedom of speech, Robert Gates, for those
who's
of you playing our game
president?
At home.
Who's our vice president? Right now.
I'm blanking on his name. I can picture him in a second. I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I know who he is. I can't think of him.
Hey, who's the Vice President of the United States? Who's the Vice President of the United States?
The Vice President?
Yeah.
I forget.
Who's our Vice President?
Excuse me?
Vice President right now?
Oh, gosh. On that one.
And who's our vice president?
Gore.
Who's the vice president of the United States?
Don't
know. What year did 9/11 happen in?
9/11? Man, that was so long ago.
What year did 9/11 happen?
2002.
What year did 9/11 happen in?
2011.
What year did 9/11 happen in?
2000.
Let me ask you, what year did 9/11 happen?
Seems like it's around 2003 or something.
And what year did September 11th happen?
2001, I believe.
Okay, and
wait a minute, we just had 10th anniversary. Hang on.
So what year?
90.
97.
What year did September 11th happen in?
2002.
What year did September 11th happen in?
2002.
What year did 9/11 happen?
91.
Yeah, 9/11, yeah.
81.
What year did 9/11 happen in?
2000.
Don't help her.
Two.
What year did 9/11 happen in?
2006.
Okay, and you know who the defense?
No, I'm sorry. 2000 and I was a sophomore in college. 2002.
What year did September 11th happen in?
2000.
What does the First Amendment pertain to? What does the First Amendment of the Constitution pertain to? What's the First Amendment of the Constitution pertain to?
I have no idea.
What does your First Amendment pertain to?
I don't know.
What does our First Amendment pertain to?
The citizenship of the United States, the freedom.
Okay, yeah, but what does it pertain to? The...
To the people of the United States.
What's the First Amendment of the Constitution pertain to?
First Amendment of our Constitution is.
Right, so you get an idea of what time wise we're running out of time, and I want to we got another caller, and I want to give Lucas a chance to comment on some things. So you get an idea of the flavor. What's the First Amendment? I should know that. Wait a minute. I don't. I know it, but I don't.
It's not even funny. But I can't help but laugh. It's either laugh or cry. What am I going to do?
I know. But it just shows you the amount of work that we've got ahead of us, Lucas. I mean, it's more than I think most of us thought.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot of work, and it should inspire people more to... Well, hopefully out of the, I just looked at the numbers, it's up to like 14,065 now.
Wow.
Hopefully out of those people, they decide that, they're going to do something. Many people might see this. Even if 10 people see it and decide to go out and start educating people.
Right.
Hey, that's 10 wins in my book.
Oh, and most definitely. Alan in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Yeah, good evening. It was a sad commentary listening to those people on the street that you're interviewing. Very sad commentary on the United States. But it did remind me of a story of just a couple years ago here when Reagan died. I was in a client's office, and I happened to mention to his receptionist, I said, "Well, I just heard that Ronald Reagan died." And she said, "Oh, who's going to be president now?"
Oh, man.
But great show, guys. I've been enjoying it. I just wanted to throw that in, though.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for the call. Well, that's not as bad as my wife's grandfather's house. He, up until the 90s, he still had a picture of Nixon on the wall. So
I once talked to this person who, remember back, I think it was the early 90s, they had these car alarms that came out, right? And they were called Viper. And commercial showed a picture of this like snake coming out from right. Well, I talked to this one guy who swore up and down that this thing had a holographic snake that came out and scared the people away. I mean, that's just how bad people are. They believe, and now it's really bad because now they've got all this. I'm really afraid to say this word on air, but CGI and. They can make anything appear to be anything on TV nowadays
with time.
They can't do it in live, but they can do it, in a studio. And basically, now the public they're just dumbed down and they believe all this stuff. I mean, it's like the movie Network, everybody needs to watch that again. I'm sure most people have seen that, but it's great to watch it again because it's very inspiring listening news anchor tell you how bad it is. And that was back in the 80s, how bad he was talking
70s,
about. 70s. Yeah, 70s, that's
Lucas.
Right.
Yeah, 70s. So, I mean, it was a long time ago. And, and it's amazing, Lucas, that, here we've got our founding fathers in their writings telling us the things to avoid. We've got Dwight David Eisenhower, 1961, telling us about the dangers of the military-industrial complex. We have this movie in the 70s with Network telling us that, look, this is the problem. All this crap is propaganda, and we've not listened to any of it.
Yeah.
We've not paid attention to any of these things.
Well, they don't want us to pay attention to it. They keep us busy with Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and O.J. Simpson and all the meaningless, you know, bullcrap things that they have going on in the media right now. You're old enough to remember back in the 70s, it was the Ice Age was coming. The Ice Age, it killed the dinosaurs, and it's going to kill you. You know, and now it's global warming. And that's what it's all about. They just they go from one story to the next. They just pump all this fear into people, and they get like when you put a headlight on the rabbit, you know, it'll freeze in its tracks. It gets so scared it doesn't know what to do, and that's what's happening to people.
Now back in just a minute here with a final segment with Lucas. He's the maker of the new documentary called Disillusionaries. Round the horn in just a couple of minutes here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here on the Midnight Rider here tonight. This has been interesting going back and forth between two chat rooms. This has been fun. At the RepublicBroadcasting.org website, there is a new link there on the front page to a brand new chat room that's been set up. Oddly enough, it looks just like mine. But they're using the same program. And you can go in there and you register, pick a name, and basically ask you for your name and an email address, and that's it. And so you can get in there and you're in and chatting. Some nice folks in there. Catherine in Montana is telling me to tell everybody hello and to keep up the good fight, the truth, and the faith. And so everybody in there, hello to everybody in the Midnight Rider chat room as well. We've had a good time. Lucas, some final thoughts here as we start closing up about where we go from here. We know now that the work is cut out for us. And do we change our presentation at all, or do we just keep doing what we're doing?
Well, like I wouldn't argue with people. I would, if people want to argue, just move on. There's a lot of people that we don't need 100% to have a revolution. We right. don't need it. We only need about 50% in order to win this. And there's 50% of the American public is open-minded at least. So just don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on people like the Troys and the Bill O'Reilly types. Just they're never going to shut up. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop hassling you. Just move on to somebody else who's more important, and utilize your time wisely. Don't spend it all day arguing back and forth with other people in the movement about who's working for the Vatican or who's a shill, because that's getting nobody anywhere. Being a backyard detective and trying to prove somebody in the movement is doing something wrong is not going to help anybody. I mean, really, in all reality, if any of the top names of the movement were shills, I mean, what could the worst they could do? I mean, in all reality.
They're obviously not very good. If they're talking about how bad the government is, they're laying out facts that are verifiable, and they're disinfo. I mean, oh, wow. Somebody at the CIA or the FBI or whoever's employing these guys needs to really reconsider their employment.
Yeah, because, I mean, being a backyard detective and trying to figure out if these people are this or that is wasting everybody's time. It's wasting, the truth of it's getting accused, and it's wasting your time when you should be out there trying to educate people who want to know what's going on.
I mean, and they're out there.
You know, obviously by watching that video, the people want to be led. The majority of people, 80% of them, they want to be led. Well, we need to lead them. You know, who's letting these guys lead them? Because they're going to lead them right off a cliff like lemmings.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, exactly.
We need to be the ones to take the reins and start guiding these people down the path that they need to go. Because they're not going to do it on their own. That's obvious.
Lucas, an excellent job on the documentary. People can see it on YouTube, and you've got a website. It's theultimateconspiracy.com, right?
Yep, theultimateconspiracy.com,
and they can show the documentary there as well too.
2 hours, man. My ear is sweating on this phone.
It went by fast though. but you can the Disillusionaries. You can get that on YouTube, or I guess you've got a link on your website as well, right?
Yeah. Actually, you just go to the website, and the documentary is embedded right on it there.
Excellent. That's all you need.
You can watch it there and get informed. Inform other people.
There we go. Lucas, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it, as always.
Well, you take care, bro, and appreciate you having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Lucas, our guest tonight, a documentary filmmaker from Austin, Texas. His website, again, theultimateconspiracy.com. You can go there and check out The Disillusionaries plus his movie, The Ultimate Con. Hey, we're out of here. Tomorrow night, we'll see you again. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. It's about people, and it's about love. Good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. It's true.